Last Thursday, the Skagway Borough Assembly discussed future ore transshipments through the town. A document in their packet stated that historically, that transit has generated considerable spillage, resulting in environmental contamination, health risks, and an increased concern from the public.
We've done business with large-scale mines. We have contamination because of it, lead contamination on our uplands and underwater. We've done business with small-scale mines. We're going to have contamination from that, mercury, copper.
In March, the municipality gained control over Skagway's ore loading dock after a decades-long lease to a private entity. In partnership with Yukon Mining Interests, the municipality is undertaking a multi-million dollar upgrade to the dock's infrastructure. Cremada says the redesign of the port is an opportunity to correct past practices and address inefficiencies. The Assembly is discussing an ordinance that would require that all bulk ore transiting through the Port of Skagway must be transported in a sealed container. The ore would be loaded on ships through a rotainer, a system that allows a crane to lift the container and bring it into a ship's hold, lift the lid off the container, and flip it to dump the ore. A water mist is sprayed around the hold to prevent dust from escaping. Assemblymember Orion Hansen wondered if the technology would work in Skagway.
The containerization aspect is something that has not been proven to work in a cold climate.
He noted the only working rotainer system, mentioned in the packet, is in a port in Chile that has relatively mild winters, and pointed to his lack of technical knowledge.
If we're talking about major industry coming through Skagway, it has to be feasible, and that's the part that I don't have the expertise to make a recommendation. Staff doesn't have the expertise to make the recommendation of what that system is that will work here when it's cold and frozen. It's okay to say that we need to look into it further. We need more advice.
Hansen said he supported the language of an amendment that would allow for future technologies other than sealed containers to be considered. Cremada said he was wary of deferring to experts.
If we're erring on the side of being overly restrictive, good. Because I don't think if you leave it to the experts at the mines that you're necessarily going to be protecting the health of the people in this community.
Assemblymember Sam Bass said the municipality should show openness to ideas the mining companies would bring forward.
I see value in allowing some language in there from a business standpoint that says we still want ore transshipment. It has to be environmentally sound, but we are open to other ideas.
The Assembly voted to adopt that language in the resolution. They also voted to include language that would set aside a portion of ore shipment-related revenue to pay for future cleanup needs. Cremada stressed the importance of that last point.
Is Faro Mine going to suddenly pony up some money for the tens of millions of dollars for our cleanup? Is Ada going to pay for cleanup from their derelict infrastructure? You know who's going to pay for it? Everybody in this community is going to pay for it, and they're going to keep paying for it.
The Assembly will review the ordinance at a later meeting before voting on its adoption. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePriminil.